We already taped the Family Feud.
Yeah. We did it in April, I believe.
So you can't tell us anything.
I can't give you any information. It's a great show. Tune in.
How was the Mexico experience? Did you have a good time down there?
It was great, man. We got a strong fan base down there. It's going to be great to see how the game turns out.
What do you think of everything you guys have done to build up the defense in the offseason?
I think we improved, you know, talent-wise. I think we improved from a football IQ standpoint. You know, just bringing guys along, and the guys we brought in are experienced and smart. So we should be a lot better. I expect us to be a lot better.
Enjoy being back together with Bruce.
Oh, yeah. It's always good to be with my dog, man.
What's he going to bring to this?
Obviously a lot of speed and a lot of athleticism, but, you know, hunger on third down, rushing the quarterback. You know, he's got stuff he wants to prove, and I'm happy to see him here.
What does it mean to you guys to see Mario back out there participating in the whole practice?
That's big time, man. He's worked hard to get back to where he is and kind of getting the favor of the doctors and stuff. So it's good to see, and he'll have a great year too, I expect.
What can you talk about playing next to Ben Heaney's son last year and how he's evolved in terms of his, you know, mental side of things, getting to
the scheme? He's definitely grown a lot. This offseason's been big for him. You know, last year he's a rookie trying to just figure out your way, and now he's trying to figure out ways to make his plays and be a real factor for everybody. So he's communicating well, and he's open, and we're spending a lot of time together, you know, off the field and in the building. So it'll be good for us.
After being here for a year now, how different does this atmosphere feel as opposed to last year being a new guy?
Obviously we got a nice building. You know, things have grown a little bit. It's just another step in our development, man. When I came here, I didn't look at this thing as a one year at a time. You know, it's kind of a process, and you have to go through that as a group.
Going through that initial transition, now you're now in the second year, and you have all these new guys. What's the difference in the feel to how you hit the field with these new guys? Have you been here a year with the same staff?
You're just a little further along. You got an understanding with your coaches a little bit better. You know, you have expectations from them. They know what to expect from you, how you learn, you know, stuff like that. So it's good for us.
But we always hear DBs say that when there's a great front seven, you know, they're able to take more chances knowing that, you know, you guys probably get out of the quarterback block quicker. Is there anything you can say when you have a good secondary that helps you in that way?
A lot of times if I'm not blitzing, I consider myself part of the secondary. So we need to be able to cover and give those guys time up front to get to the quarterback, and like same thing for us. We need them to get there as soon as possible. So it all goes hand in hand.
What do you see as the next step for Khalil Mack? What do you see? Obviously, a great year last year. What's the next step for him?
Just consistency, continued growth. You saw how dominant he can be. And teams are going to, you know, plan for that, and we have to grow as a group around him to be able to free him up to make even more plays. So. We're trying to rise our level to his, and he's trying to take his to the next level.
Good. Cool. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.